Welcome to this week's edition of SKNIS Week in Review, where we recap major government released activities for the past week. I am your presenter, Raheem Berry. Highlights for the week of August 14th to 20th of 2020 includes the Senkis Nevis Sustainable Destination Council and stakeholders does community cleanup, Independence 37 theme revealed, SKN moves held health fair. Several strategies have been used to stimulate economic recovery in St. Kitts and Nevis, which have resulted in over 1,600 businesses benefiting from measures implemented by the government as a result of the economic downturn due to COVID-19. This was highlighted by Edward Gift, Comptroller of Inland Revenue, during August 18 edition of Leadership Matters.
We saw the reduction in the tax rates for several businesses. For example, the unincorporated business tax was reduced from 4% to 2%. To date, over 1,624 businesses have benefited from this stimulus measure.
The corporate income tax rate was also reduced from 33% to 25% for the period of April to June 2020 for businesses that retained at least 75% of their employees. The St. Kitts Sustainable Destination Council, along with other stakeholders, engaged in a community cleanup on August 15, 2020 at the Aquifer Area and Fisheries Complex in Bastia. This community cleanup was held under the theme, Keeping COVID Out by Cleaning Up, as a means of safeguarding the nation against COVID-19 by cleaning up surrounded areas and creating a healthier St. Kitts. In an interview with chairperson of the St. Kitts Sustainable Destination Council, Dianeel Taylor-Williams highlighted that the aquifer was one of the most pressing areas for cleanup because it supplies most of the water in East Bastia. She also outlined that some of the items found around the area were old refrigerators, washing machines, and various household supplies. This event was organized by St. Kitts Sustainable Destination Council, the Ministry of Tourism, the Solid Waste Management Corporation, the Department of Environment, Skills Training Empowerment Program, and the Parks and Beaches Unit. This year's 37th Independence Anniversary will be celebrated under the theme Resilience, Innovation, and Security for Independence 2020. The theme was chosen by several entries that were submitted and was won by a 12-year-old Destiny Morris of St. Kitts. Ms. Morris, a second-form student of the Sadler Secondary School, will be duly recognized by Cabinet and will be issued with official invitations to all major independence events over which the government has control. Her winning theme will be also incorporated in all communications and events surrounding the independence celebrations. The Ministry of Health SKN Moves held a health fair on August 14th at the Independence Square, where they checked the blood pressure and administered blood tests of various individuals. Ms. Byron, in speaking at the event, stated that this is something the Ministry of Health wishes to do throughout the year as well. This year, in collaboration with the Ministry of Health, Nagico Insurance sponsored shirts and masks for this year's event. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hazel Laws, along with the Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Health, were present at the event. And this concludes this week's edition of SKNIS Week in Review. See you next week.